Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Despite criticism from the U.S. and other Western nations, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed his military offensive against rebels in eastern Ghouta will continue.
As long as there are people who we think are the majority in eastern Ghouta who want to exit the control of the terrorists and go to the state's control, then there should be a truce that can open the way even for one person to move from the control of the terrorist to the control of the government.
Assad's advance comes after 15 days of deadly attacks and airstrikes on the rebels, which left 600 civilians dead. Thousands have huddled in underground tunnels and basements in Ghouta trying to survive. Meantime, President Trump and British leader Theresa May, in a telephone call, agreed Russia and Syria are responsible for the human suffering in eastern Ghouta. In Burkina Faso, two suspects are in custody following coordinated attacks on the military headquarters and the French embassy in Ouagadougou with suspicions of army involvement. At least seven soldiers were killed. Dozens of others were wounded. The attacks were claimed by a Mali-based extremist group linked to Al-Qaeda. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang today said Beijing opposes protectionism, supports the settlement of trade disputes through negotiations. Last week, President Trump announced stiff tariffs on import steel and aluminum. Peter Navarro is Mr. Trump's trade advisor.
The downstream effects of steel and aluminum tariffs are insignificant, and the mission here is to preserve our steel and aluminum industries.
He appeared on Fox News Sunday. This is VOA News. National election results in Italy appear to have produced a hung parliament, but exit polls are showing voters flocking to far-right parties in record numbers. Alessandro De Battista of the anti-establishment Five Star Movement says if the data holds up, it will be a victory for his party. The ruling center-left has conceded defeat. Meantime, Barbara Pizzotti, an Italian scholar, is from Monash University.
Well, we can say that in Italy, like in many other European countries, populism really won and ruled both the electoral campaign and the final vote.
Euroscepticism has emerged in other parts of Europe, often related to the migration issue, growing disinterest in the single currency of the European Union. Germany's Social Democrats have decisively backed another coalition with Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives, clearing the way for a new government in Europe's largest economy after months of political uncertainty. 63-year-old Merkel has been acting chancellor for more than 5 months since an inconclusive election. China's National People's Congress has opened its annual two-week meeting in Beijing, a session that is expected to do away with presidential term limits and make Xi Jinping China's indefinite leader. Gordon Holden is a China analyst at the University of Alberta.
This is consolidating his power. I don't think there's much doubt that he would be in the, not just the greater among equals, but in a category all by himself. But this move, I think, consolidates his position and allows him potentially to stay in power as long as he chooses.
China also warned Taiwan today it will not tolerate separatist schemes. Statement followed U.S. congressional passage of a measure that encourages visits at all levels between Washington and Taipei. And for the first time since the Vietnam War, a U.S. aircraft carrier is visiting a Vietnamese port. Today, the USS Carl Vinson, with 6,000 crew members, pulled into the central coastal city of Da Nang. Well, the film The Shape of Water won Best Picture at the Academy Awards Sunday night. In Hollywood, Oscar Best Actress went to Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best Actor went to Gary Oldman, who played British Prime Minister Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. Jordan Peele won the Best Original Screenplay for the film Get Out, and the Chilean drama A Fantastic Woman won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.